Vastagis Lee Swagwake. Good morning, everyone. It is 9:01 a.m. and we will get this Legislative Operating Committee meeting underway. It is also March 6th, 2024. So first we will go through roll call, starting to my left.
Jenny Webster, present.
Kirby Matoxin, present.
Marlon Scannador, present.
Jonas Hill, present.
And I, Jameson Wilson, am also present. So we have quorum. Now we will move to the adoption of today's agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda, or are we ready to adopt as is?
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marlon to adopt the agenda as is. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Next, we will move to approve the minutes from the February 21st, 2024 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Support.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Any discussion on the approval of the minutes? Seeing none, we will move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Next, we have, we'll be moving on to current business, and the first item under current business is the bag pay law amendments. We will pass this over to Clarissa to provide an overview.
Good morning. This page, or this item starts on page 4 of your packet. So today we have the back pay law amendments. On September 14th, 2022, the business committee adopted a motion to request the LOC to add the back pay policy to its active files list and to release a confidential memo to the Legislative Reference Office as a confidential document regarding the requested amendments. So on September 21st of 2022, the LOC added this law to its active files list for amendments to be made. On October 5th, 2022, the LOC approved the draft of the proposed amendments to the back pay law and directed that a legislative analysis to be developed. On October 19th, 2022, the LOC approved the updated draft and legislative analysis. Then on November 2nd, 2022, the LOC approved the public meeting packet and forwarded the back pay law amendments to be to a public meeting to be held on December 13th, 2022. The public meeting was then held on December 13th in person at the Norbert Hill Center and on Microsoft Teams. No individuals presented public comment during the public comment period. The public comment meeting, and then the public comment period was held open until December 20th, 2022, where we received one submission of written comments. On February 1st, 2023, the LOC accepted the public comments and the public comment review memorandum and deferred these items to a work meeting for further consideration. The LOC then reviewed and considered these comments later that same day. It was during the review of the comments that the LOC determined that additional amendments to the back pay law were needed. On February 15th, 2023, this LOC accepted the updated public comment review memorandum. And on October 4th, 2023, the LOC re-added the back pay law amendments to its active files list for the 2023 to 2026 legislative term. So since this item was re-added to the active files list, the LOC did review the proposed draft of amendments to this law and determined that additional changes were needed. The LOC also again worked with the Oneida Law Office, the Human Resources Department, and the General Manager to review the proposed changes. So overall, the intent of the proposed amendments are to include a new section of the law which provides for the reinstatement of employees who've had involuntary separation overturned and address such issues such as requirement to hold a position pending litigation, amending the position description or eliminating the position pending an employment appeal, and reinstatement to the position the employee was involuntarily separated from. The proposed amendments also clarify that back pay calculations shall be made using the employee's last wage in the position from which they were terminated from, and it clarifies the circumstances in which an employee is not eligible to work and therefore is not eligible for back pay. So if you look on your in your packet on page 7, you'll see a red line draft that shows the changes that are being made from the draft that went to public meeting previously. So if you look, note, starting on page 8 of your packet, line 49 of the red line draft, we've added in a definition for extreme financial distress to mean a situation in which an entity cannot generate sufficient revenues or income, making it unable to meet or pay its financial obligations due to situations including but not limited to natural or human-made disasters, United States government shutdown, emergency proclamations, and economic downturns. The most substantial changes being proposed after the public meeting are to section 206.4, holding a position pending appeals and reinstatement. This starts on line 74 of the draft. You'll see that overall this section has been redrafted. Then turning to page 14 of your packet, you'll see that we have a public meeting notice. So the LOC is looking to schedule a public meeting for Friday, April 12th, 2024 at 12:15 p.m. right here in the Business Committee Conference Room and also on Microsoft Teams. The public meeting notice provides a little bit of summary of what the proposed amendments are looking for. It also provides that individuals can attend the public meeting in person or via Microsoft Teams. And if an individual wants to attend via Teams, they can contact LOC at OneidaNation.org. This public meeting notice also provides that the public comment period will be held open until Friday, April 19th, 2024. So everyone has until close of business on April 19th to provide any written submissions of comments, questions, or suggestions. Next document you'll find in your packet is on page 15. This is the legislative analysis. So again, a legislative analysis provides a plain language kind of summary of what the proposed amendments to the law are. So this document will provide the legislative development. It provides information on consultation and outreach, such as who's the LOC worked with on the development of this law or other documents that have been reviewed and analyzed. This document provides a summary of the legislative process and how the LOC is following the Legislative Procedures Act. It also provides information on the number of work meetings the LOC has held and who's been in attendance at those work meetings. This legislative analysis also includes some information on back pay statistics, such as the types and number of employment appeals since January 1st, 2022, and the types and number of back pay payments made since January 1st, 2022. And then the legislative analysis goes over the contents of the legislation and provides a summary of the proposed amendments. The legislative analysis also looks at the proposed amendments and how it relates to existing legislation and makes other considerations. Then on page 21 of your packet, you'll see a red line draft. This is a red line draft that shows all the proposed amendments from the currently effective back pay law. And then this is followed by a clean draft, which demonstrates what the law would look like if it was adopted as is on page 28 of your packet. So the LOC is now ready to move forward with this draft and bring this to public meeting. So today we're asking for the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the updated materials contained in the public meeting packet for the back pay law amendments and forward the back pay law amendments to a public meeting to be held on April 12th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jonas to approve the updated materials contained in the public meeting packet for the back pay law amendments and to forward the back pay law amendments to a public meeting to be held on April 12th, 2024. Is there any discussion we'd like to have regarding this? Go ahead, Kirby.
Yeah, just a reminder on that April 12th, it will be a noon meeting here in the BC conference room. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirby. Not seeing any more discussion online or from the LOC, so we will move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Moving on to the next agenda item, which is under new submissions. And that is the conflict of interest law amendments. And so we will pass this off to Clarissa for an overview.
This item starts on page 34 of your packet. So on February 16th, we received a request from our Chief Financial Officer, Keith Dockstader, asking for the LOC to consider making amendments to the conflict of interest law. The agenda request form is on page 34 of your packet, and this is followed by a memorandum from Keith on page 35 of your packet that summarizes an overview of his request. Basically, Keith is asking that the LOC review section 217.5-4D, which addresses employees contracting with the nation as independent contractors. And looking at that to see how we can better draft that section to allow for contractors performing culturally meaningful work. So today, the LLC has to consider whether or not to add the conflict of interest law amendments to the active files list. And if you do add it to the active files list, to designate a sponsor. And then I will highlight that a copy of the conflict of interest law is included on the pack in the packet starting on page 37. Thank you.
Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to add the conflict of interest law amendments to the active files list with Jonas Hill as the sponsor.
Second?
I'll second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marlon, to add the conflict of interest law amendments to the active files list with Jonas Hill as the sponsor. Discussion? Go ahead, Marlon.
I just want to just make a statement that moving forward, you know, it's disheartening to me that we have people that are providing cultural services and programming to us, and they're being blocked by laws. So anything that we do moving forward, you know, she's a vendor, she also works for the nation, but she's providing a cultural service and being blocked by a law to continue to do so is very disheartening to me. So I just wanted to kind of make that statement.
Thank you, Councilman Skinnador. Is there any other comments or discussion, conversation we want to have on this motion? Oh, go ahead, Jenny.
Thank you, Marlon. So I think the intent of this law is to rectify that. So thank you, Keith, for bringing that forward. Call for the question.
Thank you, Councilwoman Webster. Call for the question has been called for, so we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Moving on to the second item under new submissions, the budget and finance law amendments. Budget and finances law amendments. And again, we'll pass it off to Clarissa for an overview.
This item starts on page 42 of your packet. So the LLC met with the nation's treasurer and the chief financial officer on February 7th, 2024, to review the budget and finances law in accordance with the requirement to hold a one-year review of the law. And during the review of this law with the treasurer and the CFO, it was determined that the LLC should consider adding this law to its active files list for amendments to be made. The one-year review identified a couple different issues that could be best addressed through further amendment to the law. On page 43 of your packet, you'll see a copy of the budget and finances law just included for reference. So today, we're asking the LOC to add the budget and finances law amendments to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Jonas, seconded by Jenny, to add the budget and finances law amendments to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor. Discussion? Kirby?
Yeah. And just listening to this, it sounded like the only option we had was to add it to the active files list and find a sponsor, but we do have the option to deny also.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kirby. Any more discussion we'd like to have on this motion? Seeing none from the committee or the folks joining online virtually for the meeting, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. And that completes the new submissions agenda items. So we'll move to the administrative updates, and that would start with the April 2nd, 2024 LOC Community Work Session Notice. And once again, we'll pass off to Clarissa for an update on that.
This item starts on page 55 of your packet. So one thing the LOC has been focusing on this legislative term is enhancing community involvement through participation and communication. And one way the LOC has been doing that has been by holding quarterly community meetings. During these community meetings, the LOC provides topics and then basically opens the floor to listen to the community on any comments or questions or ideas for how they can address these legislative topics. But what's in your packet today is we have a notice for an LOC community work session. So this is going to be a new way that the LOC is trying out to enhance community involvement. So this community work session will be held on Tuesday, April 2nd from noon to 1:30 p.m. here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room. It'll also be held on Microsoft Teams. And really the purpose of the community work sessions is to pick a topic and then go through that law line by line with the community. This is what the LOC does every day in their work meetings. So we're really just kind of opening this up to have the community participate. So the topic selected for this community meeting is the eviction and termination law. So it's the intent during the hour and a half of that community meeting is the LOC will sit down with anybody who wants to attend, review the law line by line, and discuss any questions about what the law means, how it works, and discuss any ideas for how you can improve the law or make any potential amendments. So the LOC is very excited to make this new effort and go through the law line by line with the community, which allows the community to better understand the law, and it also allows the community to have a better understanding of how the LOC works and operates on a daily basis. So today we're asking for the LOC to approve the Legislative Operating Committee Community Work Session Notice and schedule that community work session to take place on April 2nd, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jonas. Discussion. Go ahead, Kirby.
Yeah, discussion, just to clarify, the community work meeting and the community meeting tonight. The community meeting tonight is for discussion, and that's at 5 o'clock in the Norbert Hill Center cafeteria. The community work meeting is going to be up here in the BC conference room from 12 to 1:30, and that's a reading through the law. So tonight we'll be taking feedback, and then on that work meeting is when we kind of decide, do we take the feedback, do we add it, do we use it, do we not incorporate some of the recommendations tonight, so just so they are understanding that. And I hope I did justice on trying to distinguish those two.
Yes, the purpose of the community meeting tonight is basically to have more general discussion about potential amendments to the eviction and termination law. And then the purpose of the community work session is when we start getting into the nitty-gritty and going through the law line by line and getting into all the details. So both provide opportunities for community to provide input on proposed amendments to the eviction and termination law. They're just different ways of facilitating how we're getting that input.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add that, or I guess ask the LOC if we're going to include a virtual option. So we're having it here in the conference room. We have the technological capabilities to do so. It'd be kind of similar to some of the other work sessions that we have.
Yes, I think, please.
Okay.
Yeah, the community meeting notice does provide that you can register for the meeting.
Okay.
So virtual answers.
Fantastic. I think that's the only thing that I had. But I'm really looking forward to not only the community meeting tonight, but also the community work session on April 2nd. So that's it. Anybody else has anything, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Me and Jonas.
And that moves us to the final item on the agenda under administrative updates, which is certification of amendments to leasing law rule number 6. And once again, we'll pass off to Clarissa for an overview.
This item starts on page 56 of your packet. So the Legislative Operating Committee is responsible for certifying a proposed rule after determining the authorized agency has complied with the requirements for certification stated in the administrative rulemaking law. And then the Legislative Operating Committee is responsible for forwarding that rule to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration of adoption. So here today we have the certification packet provided for the leasing law rule number 6, home ownership by independent purchase program, otherwise known as HIP. This was provided by the Comprehensive Housing Division and the Oneida Land Commission. And the LLC has reviewed the certification packet and is ready to move forward with the certification of this rule. So certification by the LLC means that the certification packet provided by the Comprehensive Housing Division and the Oneida Land Commission for the rule contained all the documentation required by the administrative rulemaking law for a complete administrative record. Certification also means that the promulgation of the amendments to the rule complied with the procedural requirements contained in the administrative rulemaking law, and that the amendments to the rule did not exceed the rulemaking authority granted under the law for which the rule is being promulgated. So overall, the purpose of this rule is to expand the services being offered by the nation through a program in which the prospective lessee buyer initiates a purchase where the buyer purchases the improvements and the nation purchases the land. And then the buyer enters into a HIP residential lease for the land through the Comprehensive Housing Division. So the proposed amendments to the rule will eliminate the $250,000 maximum value allowed for the total purchase price after the tax assessed value of the land is deducted, and instead provide that the maximum value for the improvements shall be determined by the Oneida Land Commission on an annual basis each fiscal year. The amendments also eliminate the requirement that an offer to purchase contain a contingency related to home inspection, which is an examination of the improvements, construction, condition, and internal systems to establish the structural and mechanical integrity completed by a certified home inspector. And it provides that the survey required by the contingencies and the offer to purchase may be completed using the nation's vendor to be completed within 21 calendar days of receipt of an accepted offer to purchase. So this rule was developed in accordance with the leasing law, which was adopted for the purposes of setting forth the nation's authority to issue, review, approve, and enforce leases. The leasing law delegates authority to the Land Commission and the Land Management to jointly develop rules related to obtaining residential, agricultural, or business leases. And then Land Management is defined in the leasing law as the division of land management or other entity responsible for entering into leases of tribal land. And according to the real property law, the Comprehensive Housing Division is the entity responsible for processing all residential leases of tribal land. So therefore, it's the Comprehensive Housing Division is land management for purposes of rulemaking authority delegated under the leasing law. So today on March 6th, the LLC is ready to certify this rule and forward this to the business committee for consideration. Once the business committee considers it, the rule, if the business committee adopts the amendments to the rule, the amendments would become effective immediately. So today we're asking the LLC, and I should point out that the complete administrative record is found in your packet starting on page 58. So today we're asking for the LLC to certify the leasing law rule number 6, home ownership by independent purchase program amendments, and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jonas, to certify the leasing law rule number 6, home ownership by independent purchase program amendments, and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration. Discussion. Go ahead, Jenny.
I just want to pass on my congratulations to Comprehensive Housing for processing that. We know it's a tedious step for them, and it's a lot of paperwork, but congratulations to them for doing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Seeing no more discussion or conversation on this item, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, abstentions. Motion carries. That concludes our agenda for today, so just looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Marlin. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, abstentions. Motion carries. We have now adjourned at 9:25 a.m. Appreciate y'all joining virtually and those that came in person. We'll see you at the community meeting tonight. Thank you. 5:30 to 7:30. See you tonight. Have a good one. Onogiwa.